At their March 18th meeting, Council unanimously approved amendments to the city's procurement policy, making it easier to bar American companies from winning city contracts in response to the ongoing U.S.-Canada tariff war. According to the presentation before Council by Brent Funnell, the city's manager of procurement, only 210 of the city's 8,000 active suppliers are based in the U.S., with vendor payments made in U.S. dollars. This makes for $1.7 million annually, accounting for 0.35% of total vendor payments. While this is a relatively small amount and most of the city's other suppliers are already Canadian, the city is implementing measures to prioritize Canadian and decrease American spending. Ontario municipalities are bound by the Discriminatory Business Practices Act, which prohibits giving preferential treatment to goods and service providers based on their location and origin for larger contracts. To work around this, the city's new procurement policy allows the city to ice out offending jurisdictions, companies from countries that are not in compliance with trade treaties. This approach does not identify any specific country complying with trade rules. Preference will be given to Canadian suppliers or to vendors that use Canadian-made products or Canadian-based services where possible. The city has also assembled a staff working group to keep an eye on the developing situation and continue to work on new strategies. While this is a start, there is still uncertainty regarding how the tariffs will impact Kingston. With the complex nature of supply chains and the interconnectedness between Canadian and global markets, City Treasurer Desiree Kennedy explained that the analysis so far only covers the surface.
It's kind of going down to that next level, which we haven't done, and I don't think a lot of municipalities have done, that they're starting to recognize that we may need to drill down farther. So looking at some of these things where maybe we're paying in Canadian dollars, so it didn't get picked up in our 0.35, but potentially it is actually an American purchase, and so we need to look at whether those are going to be impacted. And then when we start to drill down further into things like construction contracts, where we're paying a lump sum contract amount, but there are materials and supplies that are built within that, and we don't necessarily know the breakdown of that. I think there's more to come. I think as this continues, we'll have to start drilling down farther to see, and I expect there could potentially be a larger impact. But what that is, we just at this point have no idea.
Council voted unanimously to pass the changes. Councillor Brandon Tozzo summed up the conversation around the horseshoe.
The situation with the United States is fluid. I don't know what the right word is. Erratic? Chaotic? Uncertain?
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.